Moshi, good morning.
Hi, good morning.
Thanks very much for joining us on the program this morning. Now, this one's been going on for a while, the Head On Photo Festival. If you can believe it, Moshi, you were actually the first person I ever interviewed for 2SCR 107.3, and that itself was a few years back now. 9 years, how did it all begin?
Well, it started really in 2004 as one single exhibition, which was not even a competition at that time. It was the answer to the photographic Archibald, for those who still remember, the older generation. And this came as an answer to that one. At the time, there were very few exhibitions available, exhibition spaces and galleries. And we started this one with the people who were not accepted to the other one. It was like Salon des Refusés. That was the idea to start with. And that was in 2004. We had about, I think, 100 people the first year. And then I saw that it was very successful, so it turned into a much larger exercise every year. And in 2010, we turned it into, from one single competition to a whole festival. So we have somewhere in the vicinity of 150 exhibitions and events through the period for the festival.
Yeah, as you mentioned there, starting off as the kind of photography Archibald, this was the focus you had on portrait photos. As I seem to recall, the Head On Photo Festival used to be entirely consisting of portrait photos. Now, having a quick look across the kind of events during the festival this year, it really seems to have evolved into all different forms of photography.
Yes. It was portraiture only when it was the competition. And when we turned it into a festival, full-on festival in 2010, we introduced a whole lot of other areas. So slowly we built the repertoire, if you want. And we've got lots of material there that starts with portraiture, obviously, and landscape and photojournalism and a whole lot of things in between. Fine art photography is a big part of it. So it covers a whole lot of areas. We've got, for example, just to mention, I don't want to get into it, we will not have the time, but we've got one about gold miners in South Africa who won a court case because they have silicosis, a specific disease that affect the lungs of the miners. And this is a series that, it's an interesting series. We built a mine shaft, so people walk in to see these pieces. We've got someone about JFK at the State Library of New South Wales. We've got one about cosplay. It's about Chinese, the culture, sort of alternative culture in China, by a fine Chinese photographer. We've got one about Guantanamo Bay, for example. We've got a whole lot of things in between. We've got one about renewable energy, which we have at the Botanic Garden. So it's about everything and pretty much all around the city.
Well, even just going off the ones you've mentioned there, and as I say, having a glance across the kind of program, you mentioned South Africa, China. I'm seeing other exhibitions from out of the United States, out of Japan, out of Indonesia. Mm-hmm. So a whole bunch of different places, really a bit of a globe-trotting festival, as well as the exhibits that are specifically Australian. How do you actually gather up all those photos? How do you gather up all those photographers and actually curate something like this?
Well, the strongest part of the festival that we are very proud of started with the portrait competition, which in brackets I didn't talk about this, but we run now for a section of the competition. We give away this year $70,000 worth of prizes, about half of it in cash and the rest in goodies. If I digress here for a moment, it happens. We've got the ceremony, the prize giving ceremony at COFA, or the University of New South Wales Art and Design in Paddington, and the minister is opening, and there's a whole lot of activity there, and legs on the wall performing, and a whole heap of other stuff, live music and stuff like that. the prizes that we do, and I forgot what the question was because I digressed.
Well, you've got the prizes, you've got the events and all those different exhibition halls, but curating the photos themselves, gathering them all together as curators, I was just wondering how big of a process that is.
Yeah, thanks for how I got to that one. So what we did with the competition, we chose the work with no names, and we expanded that to the festival. So this is a very important part of the festival, the ethos of the festival. It's about giving a chance to photographers and artists who usually have difficulties to be seen, because it's very difficult to crack into the market unless you're well-known. And in order to be well-known, you need to start somewhere. So what we do, we have a process that people submit work to us from all around the world. We got this year 450-ish submissions, and we choose them with no names through the process. And there's a group of 6 or 8 people. So there's galleries, curators, photographers, basically people in the area of visually literate people. And we go through this one and choose the variety of shows. So this year we've got, I think we chose something in the vicinity of 50 shows that what we sort of call the featured or curated, or basically the work that we are very much involved with. And then on top of that, we select another 100 or so shows that we have less sort of involvement in. It's more kind of hands-off, that people do their exhibition, create their own exhibitions, and we just help them out with, you know, subsidizing some printing and this sort of stuff.
Well, it sounds like a terrific effort to go into this year's festival. Moshi, very best of luck with it. We'll obviously be keeping our eyes on the festival. Really appreciate your time.
Thanks very much. And if I may just add here one quick one.
Mm-hmm.
We run, the opening, as I said, is on next, is on Friday week, not this coming Friday, at COFA, and we run a fantastic seminar on that weekend on Sunday the 6th, which is a whole day of talks and people talk about the work and what they do and how they do and how to get better in photography and get publicity and all this sort of stuff, interesting things that are happening there. And everyone is welcome to attend this one. There's more information on our website.
Terrific. A personal recommendation. Moshi, thank you very much.
Thanks so much.